In the Shadowlands by Ma Boheme, read by May Reese. Sometimes everything he knows is not enough, but there are some nights, Jensen acknowledges, when Jared's so close they're sharing the same breath. So when they draw near, it's just a function, it's just a bodily need, it's just survival instinct. It's June and everything seems, they take to staying inside with the lights off, moving and stumbling and tripping in the dark towards something neither of them can see. But they've got a practiced rhythm. When they move, it's like they share the same limbs. They make a tight dance, legs curling, arms stretching, footwork forward and back, right and left. But sometimes they forget how close they are. They lose balance. They forget their pattern. They lose their beat. They collide. Everything shakes. Everything shatters. There are many ways to scorch the earth, but Jensen only knows one. When Jared's inside him, when they are just heavy hands and weighted hearts, when Jared's screaming his name, Jensen swears the world in flames, swears there's no distance to the sun. Jared's become adept at leaving secret messages on his skin, adept at translating himself against Jensen's grooves and dips. So in the shadows, Jensen's conjuring his own words, drawing his own graffiti on Jared's sunset skin. It's made of wet kisses, humid promises. It's made of lies and truths and dreaming moments that connect the two. So in the shadows, Jensen's conjuring his own words, drawing his own graffiti on Jared's sunset skin. It's made of wet kisses, humid promises. It's made of lies and truths and dreaming moments that connect the two. Still, Jensen thinks they've learned some new kind of art, how to mold their hot skins so that there's no separation between them. Sometimes Jensen blames the moonlight. Jared attracts it. It shimmies off the hard muscles and obtuse angles of golden skin. It coils round and round in tousled, thick locks. It lights the corners of slanted eyes and cavernous dimples. It allows Jensen to see whom he's touching, whom he's marking. It allows him to better navigate the sharp turns of Jared's shadowlands. Jensen isn't aware when he no longer questions it, when he just accepts certain things, how he needs Jared to whisper hot and confused and heavy pleas against his neck, to tangle sweat cum saliva slick in his sheets, to collapse naked and sated, his obliging hands swirling perfect arcs against Jensen's hip bones. Jensen's learned not to question the things he needs to live. Sometimes they lie, stretched out, swollen, sex funky, and exhausted. Jared admits things to Jensen, like maybe this is about love, like maybe this is something they can take from the shadows and into the light. Something inside Jensen aches when he digs his fingers into Jared's damp hair, scratches perfect triangles down his muscular back, breathes in sex and salt and mint on his lips. Neither of them likes thunderstorms, especially ones that rattle the windows and rip the earth and shake the night. Jared curls up tight against Jensen, and Jensen's fingers play upon Jared's skin, tapping out their own staccato heartbeats. Maybe it's these passions that scar the flesh. Maybe it's these moments that make them one. There are some nights, Jensen fears, when Jared's so far away they'll be unable to breathe. So when he calls him up, it's just a function. It's just a bodily need. It's just a survival instinct. It's July and the world's melting. They've finally come outside. The sun is at their backs. Everything shines. Everything is gold. The end.